You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So she's not horny anymore.
Apparently not. She got married.
This is The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
Dad, I have an idea for our podcast as a little, because we're in the doldrums of the sports calendar right now.
Okay.
No football, even though it was a crazy free agency week.
Yes, big football.
And right before, because I think actually, usually the boring times are like May, June, and July. But because of the Panthers and the Heat being in the playoffs, I feel like right now, right before March Madness, we're in just a bit of a lull at this exact time, other than NFL free agency. So I think we should do episodes and then have little themes behind them. And I think the theme, and we're not allowed to go away from the theme.
Oh, God, this scares me.
So no matter what we talk about, has to involve the theme of the episode.
Oh, boy.
So it could be, the theme could be planets. The theme could be the color gray. The theme could be dodgeball.
Oh, God, I hate this.
I think the theme of this episode should be water.
Water.
So you could only talk about things that connote water.
Okay.
Now we can talk dolphins, because dolphins, what do they live in?
Oh, okay. Oh, I get it. Okay.
So the dolphins are good.
I was thinking of a tap water, like the water you drink.
You can drink tap, like you can talk tap water.
I see.
Tap water connotes water.
But an ocean counts. All right. I like
that. Ocean counts.
Okay.
It was raining yesterday. That connotes water. Rain is water.
Okay. I like that idea, because you scared me when you said dodgeball, because there's not a lot of places to go with dodgeball. So that scared me.
Yeah, but I could talk Dodge trucks.
Okay.
Because Dodge connotes dodgeball. You see what I'm doing here?
Yeah,
I'm saying
that
there's a plethora of things that we can talk about that connote water, because there are no real rules here. So
I see.
As I said, okay. Well,
let's go then. What did you have in mind? Did you have in mind dolphins? Because I think you have strong opinions on the dolphins, and I wrote a column about their free agency. So why don't you start with your water oriented dolphin steak?
Well, I was going to start with water pressure in my shower, because
go ahead.
I've had a real issue. And, I know Adonis doesn't listen to this, our handyman. Me and you have the same handyman. His name's Adonis.
Hasn't he been on the show?
Yes, he has, actually. He has. I don't remember what we talked to him about, but I remember he did. I think it might have been Messi related. When we first got Messi, he was fixing my sink. And I was like, Adonis, how do you think about Messi? And I pointed the microphone at him or something.
That's true.
But he did my shower recently, where I was having trouble with our, there was one point where we couldn't turn, our nozzles were completely turned off, but the water was still on. So we had to there was a loosening of, I don't want to get into the nuts and bolts of it, no pun intended, but my shower was having an issue. I had Adonis out here. He quote unquote fixed it, and the shower pressure is just not the same. And man, I know cavemen would roll over in their graves if they heard me complaining about water pressure. But the value and the benefit of good old-fashioned water pressure, I mean, it's the first thing we talk about when we get into a hotel room, right?
Right.
It's one of the things that I'm like, if a hotel has good water pressure, it's a good hotel room.
Yes. Well, a bed and water pressure.
Okay.
I agree. But sometimes the water pressure is related to the little mesh thing, what do you call that? The drain, not the drain, like the mesh that goes, where the water goes through a mesh strainer. I don't know what it's called.
The shower head?
Plumber. Yeah, something like that. I'm not a plumber.
I don't know what you're talking about. Mesh.
Okay. Now, it's fortuitous that you said water. You got to get that taken care of, by the way, because there's little worse than water pressure that's either too low or too high. You got to have it just right.
And I'm not going to lie, because Adonis had to like make a trip to Lowe's, and then he had to like come back a second day. Yeah. So, you know, it wasn't exactly the cheapest Adonis. So it's like I paid an arm and a leg
to have it not work.
I gave him a few hundred bucks here, we're talking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I need to have good water pressure after that.
Yeah, you need to call him back and text him and say, hey, I need you back out here because it's just not working right.
The problem is that I'm a coward in that when he showed me the shower, so Christy was home on the couch.
Right.
Adonis takes me into the bathroom. He's like, I'm done. Here, look, the shower. He turns the heads on. Now, did I notice that the water pressure seemed a little low? Yes, I did. Did I say it anything to him? I was like, you know what? It seems fine. Maybe.
Oh, that was your mistake.
So then Christy, an hour later, after he leaves, gets in the shower, starts hemming and hawing. Next thing I know, it's my fault because I went in there with him. Do I tell Christy that I noticed in the moment? No, of course I don't. Right. Of course I tell. I'm like, what? It seemed right when he did it. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, boy.
She's like, no. I can barely wash my hair. I might have to go upstairs and use Graceland's shower. It's a whole thing.
Haven't you learned from being my son that you got to be a squeaky wheel?
No, I'm terrible at that. I hate confrontation. When a handyman or a lawn person or a cleaning person comes to me after they think they're done and they show me their work, I just nod and I say, good, thank you. Okay. I'm never going to be like, hey, no, Guillermo, before you go, can you, I see a smudge in that wind. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, see, I am doing that. And but you do it politely. You just say, Adonis, I need more water pressure.
No,
I'm going to be honest with you.
You don't do it politely. Does this have anything to do? You know what? Diet Coke has water in it. We can talk about this. We're good on this. We were at lunch, me and my dad, the other day.
Yeah.
And this mother effer.
What?
All right. So he asked for a Diet Coke. And 10 minutes goes by. It's one of these places. It's a deli. It's one of our favorite restaurants. Marion's Bagels has a great lunch and breakfast.
Yeah, we love it.
They don't have fountain drinks, so they have their only fountain drinks are cans at this little fridge that they go get. Nothing could ever be wrong with this little fridge. It's a fridge. They open it up. There's plenty of Diet Cokes there. They grab one. So my dad has one Diet Coke midway through the breakfast. He goes, you know what? I will have another Diet Coke.
Right, because I had lunch. If it were breakfast, I would have had coffee.
Whatever.
I always pair my liquid with my food.
Midway through the lunch, my dad goes, I'm going to have another Diet Coke. And to your point, 10 minutes goes by, the second Diet Coke never arrives, at which point it is completely respectable to remind the waitress, hey, by the way, I'd still like that Diet Coke.
Which I did.
There's two ways you could say it. You could say, hey, by the way, you might have forgot, I'll take that Diet Coke. No. I want to try to word this exactly how my dad worded it. He worded it in the most condescending, sarcastic way
that you
could possibly word this. He goes, if I'm allowed to have a Diet Coke, I'll still take it. As if there was like an embargo, like unless the Diet Coke had been embargoed, you were implying that there was an embargo meant. Am I using that word properly?
Embargo.
There was an embargo on Diet Cokes. There was a rule. We're staring at the Diet Cokes. The Diet Cokes are clearly available.
Yeah, I could have gone get my own.
I'm just saying the idea that you said it, the way you said it to her was, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to have a Diet Coke, but I'd still like it. As opposed to just nudging her of like, hey, you forgot the Diet Coke.
All right. It was totally innocent on my part. I meant to do the right thing. It was Rhonda, the aforementioned Rhonda.
I know. We've talked about Rhonda. Yeah.
So, you know, there's a linear quality here.
She felt what I'm telling you were giving off because she apologized like six times afterwards.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, which I appreciate. I love an apology. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying, when you said it, I'm just like, if you're allowed, of course you're allowed to. In what scenario have you ever been to a restaurant where you're not allowed to have a Diet Coke?
I don't think I use the word allowed.
No, you said, if I'm allowed to, I'll still take it.
Okay, and it's tried that. To me, I was being nice.
It was not nice. It was awkward.
Okay. At any rate, you were fortuitous to bring up water as the theme of this show. Not only because, take a photo of this. I'm drinking a water. Okay, normally I only drink coffee and beer, but I'm actually drinking water. So that's in fitting with.
Are you really? That's your top. What you're bringing to the topic is just I'm drinking it.
No, I have something else that I'm bringing, and that's why I said it's fortuitous. And this is embarrassing to me because it had never happened before. Okay. All right, I'm home a couple of days ago, and I'm trying to refill my Keurig coffee canister thing with water. Water is like air conditioning or electricity. You just assume it's always going to be there, right? No water. My faucet's not working.
Hmm.
Okay, I go around, I do other faucets, I flush a toilet. My water is all of a sudden not working. Okay, I immediately call the city. They say, yes, what's your address?
You don't go outside to your water thing and like try to mess with it?
That would have been the second thing I did, okay. But I wanted to call the city first. And they checked my address, and they said, your water has been shut off for non-payment.
Wow.
I am so embarrassed at this point. Like, I don't want to pretend like I'm the richest guy. I'm not rich, but that doesn't happen to Greg Cody.
And okay. You don't want to pretend like you know how to pay it.
Well, so I text your mother, and your mother is an interesting woman. I love her like crazy.
Remember, she listens. I've gotten in trouble. She listens.
Okay, but one of your mother's things is it's tough to get an apology out of her. It just
wow,
is.
Wow, you two must be, you're the same way, so.
Okay, so I get a text back from her saying, I am so, so sorry. I thought I paid it. We got another reminder this week, blah, blah, blah. So she's taking ownership of it because she does pay all the bills in the family, right?
Of course.
So I'm like, being the kind man that I am, I'm like, not a problem at all. I'm going to run to City Hall. I'll take care of it. And that's what I did. And it was turned on 3 or 4 hours later that same day. So
I mean,
it's a happy ending, but to hear those words, your water has been shut off for non-payment.
I thought you were going to say, to hear the words, I'm sorry, from your mother.
those were both phrases previously unheard.
And by the way, you drove to City Hall, right? You didn't run.
Yeah, I tried to pay by
No, but you home, didn't run but, there. You didn't run there.
Well, no, it's about 5-6 miles from my house. So
if you were really in keeping with the theme of the episode, you would have taken a boat.
That's true, but I don't believe there's a waterway directly from my house to City Hall. That would have been a tough ride.
There should be.
Yeah, there should be. But
what if
wasn't.
Instead of roadways, it was all rivers and canals? Imagine if like our way of commuting to work every day, if I-95 was a waterway.
Well, that, you know what? I could live with that. I'd have to buy a boat, but I could live with that.
It'd be called Water Rage.
Yeah. Isn't that Venice? Is Venice all water?
Is there a term for boat rage?
I would imagine so, sure. I would think it's water rage, if I had to guess. Water rage. By the way, I get a... and this fits with water because I'm talking about the Marlins.
That works.
Okay, I get an email from the Marlins. I don't know why I'm on their email list, and they don't know who I am. They're just emailing me like I'm any fan or whatever. Okay, they asked me to fill out a survey. I'm like, fine, because when you click OK, you're never sure whether the survey is going to be a quickie or whether it's going to be 48 questions.
You said OK.
I did, and man. I start the survey. I don't mind surveys. I sort of like surveys.
What?
You know, I'm the kind of guy who wishes, Gallup poll would call me, but they never do. So I take this Marlins online survey. I regretted it. But once you start a survey, it's bad luck to not complete it. So I complete the survey.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is. I just made that superstition up. So 90% of the survey, all but the first couple of questions, concern their brand sponsors. Their business partners. Do you know who the brand sponsor is? How do you rate this insurance company? It was a nightmare online survey.
But you could have just stopped.
Okay, here's the thing. The only reason I completed it to the finish is that I thought the very last part, like some surveys do, will say, do you have any other comments to make or any other, they usually give you a part to fill out something extemporaneous. And I was going to blast the Marlins. I was going to say, this survey is a perfect metaphor for who the Marlins are.
Whoa.
All you care about is sponsors and business partners funneling you money. What you don't care about, don't give me a look like this. I'm tired of the Marlins. What you don't care about, Marlins, is spending enough money to compete in Major League Baseball. Okay? And once again, you don't. That's why the Atlanta Braves are the best team in baseball, and you're not even expected to make the playoffs. You've got no momentum from making the playoffs last year. You still have one of the weakest hitting teams. You did nothing in the offseason. You don't spend. You have the 28th ranked payroll as usual, and you're not playing the rules that allow you to compete in Major League Baseball. But they didn't give me the chance to write that to them, so I just said it to them.
It just seems like an odd alleyway to take to ripping the Marlins. Like, I don't disagree with the like whatever of like who they added this offseason, but like to go after a little poor survey of just like every single team in your market, every pro team is worried about their sponsors and doing little things like this for sponsors. To go at the Marlins like they don't do like Inter Miami in Publix isn't, you know, and the Panthers and all their sponsors and the Dolphins, like it was just I don't disagree with like a couple of the things you said in there, but it was just like to take out this survey and that's where you're going to air out your frustrations in a comment section of a survey.
Yes. Yeah. Because they don't know who I am. They think I'm just Joe Fan. And the problem is,
I wonder, is there anyone named Joe Fan out there?
I think there should be. Maybe it's Fan with two N's. I don't know, but they should be more concerned about what their fans think about their team.
Dad, no one goes to the games. They're like doing. They're not just gonna spend, like they're not gonna be like the highest spending team in baseball. Like we brought over the guy from the Rays. Like I totally get what the Marlins, like of any team in this market, like I get everything the Marlins do. Like I wouldn't, you want them to have a $200 million payroll with 10,000 people going game?
Okay.
And that's a high, and that's high, 10,000.
You get what you pay for. If you spent big and spent consistently big enough to get talented players and to keep talented players, Dad, and then you start winning, and then the fans,
Dad,
start coming.
What about the last 5 years? Look at the Mets and how much money they've spent and the winning they've done. And look at the Rays and how much spending they've done. In baseball, you don't have to spend. If you have smart people making the decisions, like the Marlins' trajectory is going up.
The Marlins have been saying that for 20 years and not winning.
That's not true. Like all like the Guillen stuff happened when they got the new stadium and it went down from there and it got really bad where we had the best outfield in baseball, but yet we were still stinky. And then the Jeter regime came in. And ever since the Jeter regime came in, you can say what you want about Jeter. I mean, he got out of here, but the team has been not terrible in like the last 5, 6, 7 years. Like, they haven't won anything, but they've been in the playoffs, I think, twice in the COVID year and last year. Like, they're in the mix. Like, I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying I'm not surprised that the Marlins aren't spending $200 million. It's just so unrealistic to just be like, go be the Mets. Hey, Sherman, spend $300 million a season. It's like, no, nobody goes. So they're going to be, trying to be the Rays, and they just got the guy from the Rays.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, give this guy a chance. Give this guy a chance. I just don't know why we're ripping them right now.
Give this guy a chance. Sherman's been the owner now for 4 or 5 years, and he consistently hasn't spent.
He's made the playoffs twice.
Okay. He made the playoffs once when they played 38 games because of the pandemic.
Okay, so but they played the same rules.
They got swept right out of the first round.
They played with the same rules as every other team.
The wild card.
And they made the playoffs.
Okay, it's annoying talking about the playoffs to somebody who's defending them when they're defenseless. So I want to move on. I am honestly interested to hear.
I mean, I'm calling a Marlins game next Friday. Jesus.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, look at you. You have to be pro Marlins. I forgot about that. I mean,
Jesus, just trying to like ruin everything in like
I
one
know.
Soundbite.
But you know what you got to do? You got to come up with a unique home run call. Like you got to work on that. You got to come up with something that hits it out of the park, pun intended. When somebody from the Marlins hits a home run, you got to have something special to say. So I'm just telling you on air to plan something out. Maybe tailor it to the name. You know, think of the few guys that might actually hit a home run, although they don't have many of those.
What was the guy from the Marlins that like doesn't do it anymore? Angel? You're not going to know this guy's name? The Marlins broadcaster, Dave Angel?
Oh, something like that, yeah.
You don't remember his name? I thought as soon as I said Angel, Joe Angel.
It's not Roger Angel.
Joe Angel? God, we're so...
Joe Angel. Yeah, Joe Angel. Yes.
I can't believe you didn't know that. Of course his name's
Angel.
Joe.
It's Joe Angel.
He used to say, up, up, and away.
That's terrible. It's just bad. Really awful. Do better. Do better than that. Come up with something. Tailor it to the Greg Cody show.
He was the king of, like, he would say, oh, fly ball to left field, and you wouldn't know if it was a fly out or a home run the way he talked. Yeah. Like,
okay, I just came up with your home run call that's an homage to me.
I don't know if we have the right one here.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
No, it's Joe Angel. Are you ready? Here's your home run call. And this is when you're sure it's a home run, because nothing's worse than making a home run call and then it's caught on the warning track. Your home run call is, that kind of swing, that kind of thing.
Ooh, I don't hate that.
Okay, that's it. I'm gonna workshop it and come up with something better for you.
That kind of swing and that kind of thing.
Yes, that's not bad. That's not bad.
I like that, actually.
Okay, good. I'm going to listen for it. And believe me, for only that would I listen to a Marlon Spring Training broadcast.
Yeah. What about just me being on it?
Yeah, maybe. For an inning. Is it you and Billy again? Or?
That's not a good sign for us if my dad will only listen for an inning. Yeah, it's Billy and I.
Okay. That's neat. That's great that they let you do that every year.
3 years in a row.
Okay, so give me your Dolphin free agency take. I'm honestly interested. And Dolphins live in the water, so we're still on solid water as opposed to solid ground.
Breathe.
I know.
I think that the Dolphins, if you look at the moves that they made this offseason, but you don't have the context of what a spot they were in with the cap going into this offseason, I think it's easy to look at it and be like, they're not as good as they were. And that's a fair statement to make as a blanket statement. But I think when you have the context of how in the hole they were and how much money they needed to cut from this roster, and with the free agencies pending for Javon Holland and Jalen Waddle and Jalen Phillips and Tua Tagovailoa, as much as I loved Christian Wilkins, as much as the next Dolphins fan, as much as I loved the development of Robert Hunt at guard, I understand the decisions of those four guys I mentioned before, Wilkins and Hunt. I think I'd rather have those guys long term than Hunt and Wilkins. They made a decision. It's tough to see Christian Wilkins making fun videos for the Raiders social media already, but he got way overpaid. And I think if you look at the money that they've used that would have gone to just one guy in Wilkins, when you see Fuller, the cornerback that they brought in to replace Howard, Jordan Brooks, the linebacker that came in to replace Jerome Baker, when you see Jordan Poyer, the safety that came in, I think they cut a bunch of money off of their books, and they are only worse off at the defensive line. I think you can make the argument with Fuller and Poyer, they are just as good with DBs as they were, because Xavier Howard never played. So you have to take it, right. Like, I get it. Xavier Howard's a good Pro Bowler, but so is this Fuller guy is reportedly really good. I think Jordan Brooks as a replacement for Jerome Baker is a wash.
That's a wash.
And
that's
a wash. I think Brewer, the offensive lineman they got from the Titans, I think in the scheme, I think he can do a lot of the things Connor Williams did with the run game. I know that he struggled with the passing game, but with this system, we get the ball out quick so he doesn't have to pass protect for a long time. I just think the roster looks a little worse, but for the amount of money that we were able to cut from the books, so now we can sign Jalen Waddle and Tua and Jalen Phillips. I think they've set themselves up with a nice foundation, nice middle class to this roster. Like, yeah, we don't have Wilkins anymore or Robert Hunt, who are getting paid top dollar, but the middle class of this roster, I think, is a lot better.
Yeah, you make a couple of good points. I would be careful with a guy like Jordan Poyer. Jordan Poyer is a big name player who's no longer a big player. That's why they signed him to a cheap one-year contract. He's not what he was a few years ago.
I think he's a leadership guy on that defense now.
Okay. Well, I'd rather have talent than leadership. But there's two things that I would say. Number one, you're right about the economic aspect, 100%. Okay, the person who shops for their house, who lives up the street from you in an average neighborhood, has to buy maybe ground beef and hamburger helper because they can't afford filet mignon and crab legs. And that's what NFL teams have to do. And the Dolphins were buying ground beef this free agency period. And I'll give you an example because I did the math. The six players they lost in free agency, other teams paid them a total of $270 million. The six players they signed in free agency from other teams, the Dolphins spent about $75 million.
Right. And if you, I don't want to jump in on you, but if you take that, the value they're going to get for the guys they got, like we said, with the Jordan Brooks and the Fuller, those guys, Fuller and Jordan Brooks are going to be as productive as Xavier Howard and Jerome Baker were last year.
Okay. That's really arguable. I think Jordan Brooks will be. I think Jordan Brooks and Jerome Baker are a wash, like you said. The one signing they made that I am excited about is Jonnu Smith, the tight end.
Yeah.
I think that that's the one position where they brought in a guy
that's
fairly cheap.
Yeah.
Who's going to be an upgrade offensively. He's been a pretty productive, he's a local kid from FIU, and he had a very productive college career, and he's had a very solid pro career, and he's coming off his most productive season. So Jonnu Smith at tight end gives him a chance to be a lot better at that one position. Otherwise, in what I wrote in my column is, they need Tua Tagovailoa to be better on a team that's not quite as good. That's going to be their reality in 2024. And something else I would say is that the AFC is brutally good and getting better. The AFC has, you know, six of the top eight teams in the league or something like that, according to most estimations. And so the Dolphins are in a position where they have to be like better and really, really good just to make the playoffs. They're not going to sail in past Buffalo and Kansas City and Baltimore and teams like that. So it's just a tough conference.
I just don't know how you, I mean, they still have Chubb and Phillips coming back mid-season next season. Like, you know, this Fuller guy is good. He's a legitimate starter for them. Like, this isn't like a guy that might be a starter. He was the best free agent corner available.
Okay.
Jordan Brooks is a middle of your defense play calling linebacker.
Right.
Poyer, if he's healthy, is just as good as Brandon Jones. Like, he's not as young. That's why he didn't get the money. I just think if you add a third receiver, I think that's a hole right now on this team. I think, like, if they added, like, a Hunter Renfrow or someone that they can really rely on third down, I think I just think with Jonnu Smith and the running backs coming back, like, how is this offense, you know, they brought back Teron Armstead. I just don't know why you're saying it's flatly worse. It's worse at defensive line early in the year next year. That's like,
right.
That's going to be a hole. The first half of the season, I don't know what we're going to do at defensive line. Like that, yeah. I will give you. But that is really the only position unit that I will give you that we're worse off at. I think, I mean, maybe offensive line, because we got to see how Brewer does.
Right.
And we got to see who we play at guard. We got to draft a guard maybe. There's a lot of good offensive linemen in this draft. I think with that 21st pick. I think there's a lot of good receivers and there's a lot of good linemen. Like, I would like to see with that 21st pick a good guard or a receiver that could be in that slot. But
yeah, they have to go interior offensive line with that first pick, because right now that's what worries me, especially relying so much on Tua. You have to have a great interior offensive line, and defensive front. Obviously, they're going to really miss Christian Wilkins. That is so bad that they were unable to sign him a year earlier, much cheaper. The Raiders overpaid for Christian Wilkins, but Carolina grossly overpaid for Robert Hunt.
Yeah, but, well, that's, I mean, linemen just get, I mean, yeah, like, that's what I mean. You're never going to give Robert Hunt that money. So it's like, I don't blame the Dolphins for letting him go, and I don't blame the Dolphins for not paying what Christian Wilkins got. Now, they did try to sign Christian Wilkins last offseason.
And not hard enough.
So you're saying they should have given the money he got?
They would have gotten him cheaper than they could have this year.
I think they offered him, I think I've heard they've offered him, they offered him like $22 million a year last year.
Okay, so that would have been 4 years and 88.
Nope, he didn't take it. He got 4 years, $110 million.
Right.
Like, I see the Dolphins just being like, no, this is not a position that makes money. We're going to pay you $20 million a year, and we'll give it to you right now. And that's it. And he said no. He gambled on himself. He won. Like, I don't blame the Dolphins for not for the Wilkins thing.
Okay. All right. We sort of agree on that, as opposed to the Marlins.
You kind of are talking both sides with the Wilkins thing. Like, you can't, like, he got overpaid. Like, they tried to give him less. Like, well, I saying, like them having a line.
Listen, they could have tried to extend Jalen Waddle last year. They could have tried to extend Tua last year. They've waited, and now they're backed up against a salary cap, which is why they've had to clear about $25 million in cap space just to not be over the cap.
That's, I mean, that's every football team almost every year. Like, teams do this. This is how football contracts work. That's why you don't even really look at, as Dan pointed out on the main show, like, what's the guarantee? Like, I don't care what the top end of the contract is. Right. Like, that's really what the hit is here. Like, you gave Wilkins $84 million. I know he could get 110, but it's 84 that you gave him.
No, you're right. The guaranteed is all that matters. And also how it's structured is all that matters. If you see a lot of guaranteed money in the fourth or fifth year of a contract, you don't even worry about it. because, you know, or early in the contract, I should say, I misspoke. You don't even worry about it, because if there's not much guaranteed money at the end of the contract, you can cut a person with no penalty really at all. So
I feel like we've gotten away. I feel like we've gotten away from water.
Well, when the Dolphins, you know, Dolphins flipper. I mean, they're going up and down, back in the water. But what we are doing is talking way too much sports for my liking. Okay, even though I talk passionately about the local teams, especially the Dolphins, I want to mention something else that's water related, and I may have to explain why.
Speaking of water, I got to take a leak.
You want to take a break?
No, I got to take a leak.
Oh, really? Okay, well, hit the pause button, or I'll just sing while you're gone. Why don't you have a, you know, put a plant pot under your chair and piss while you're talking?
How unpleasant would that be?
Well, the trouble is we might hear the sound. I used to do that while I was driving. I would bring a Coke can in a car with me, and I would urinate right into the sharp round of a Coke can.
Oh, Jesus!
I used to do that. Seriously.
What? Why are you bragging? Like, you're acting like people know. People knew me for that. I used to do
it. Well, but yeah, people did, because I don't want to stop. You know, I don't want to stop.
So,
and
wait,
even if you have to...
Hold on a second. I want to paint this picture. So you're telling me on the highway, while driving...
Oh, 60 miles an hour.
You've pissed in a Coke can.
In a Coke can, or occasionally in a bottle.
Hmm. Both small holes.
Yeah, very. And one sharp. No, it's tough. Occasionally there was a little spillage.
Now,
nobody listening hasn't done that.
Now, for your
women.
Sake, you're just putting the tip into it, right? Like, fully...
Yeah.
You're not fully getting in there.
No, I'm not.
I don't know why we're talking about this right now.
If there's a woman listening...
There
who
is.
Has done the same thing while driving.
What?
I want to meet that person.
All right, we're taking a break. We haven't gotten to the break yet. Please,
okay.
You're in timeout. Go to timeout.
I apologize for admitting what I just admitted.
Go to timeout.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Folks, let me talk to you about Sheets and Giggles, and I'm allowed to talk about Sheets and Giggles because they have a waterbed.
Nice.
At least they did at one point. I hope they still do. Yeah. Sheets Giggles, guys, it is our lover. We love them. It's a product that will change your life. It will make you the best gift giver you've ever been, because people will receive the gift and then send you a text and be like, dude, you changed my life. I'm sleeping better. I'm sleeping longer. My wife is happy because she's sleeping better. Like, it's such a sneaky good gift for any time of year. And we're still in sleep month. The entire site is 25% off this entire month. Go right now. Sheetsgiggles.com/Greg. No promo code needed. 25% off the entire month. And I'm telling you, you can get game-changing sheets, game-changing pillows, pillowcases, comforters, waterbed. Take that out. Water beds, regular beds. Guys, me and my wife sleep on the eucalyptus, beautiful mattress. Me and my wife sleep on the mattress, guys, and it has changed our love life forever. Every time we're making love, we mention Sheets and Giggles. It happens.
In unison, usually
around climax.
Okay.
We both just say, Sheets and Giggles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I picture you saying sheets and her finishing with the word giggles.
You picture me saying sheets and she's giggling. No.
Right. Yeah, something like that.
Guys, but seriously.
I'm actually picturing way more than I want to picture right now, quite frankly.
I was picturing your penis being in a Coke can, and now we're talking about me and you just staring at each other. This is really uncomfortable. Make it less uncomfortable by going to sheetsgiggles.com/Greg. No promo code, 25% off all month, sleep month. Go now. Change your life. It will. I promise.
Okay. I was going to wonder, before you hit me with this water theme park.
What?
I was gonna see if you wanted to call mom and confirm that she had a friend named Barbara Horney, but I can't think of anything that has to do with water, so I don't think we can do that, right?
Sometimes people have sex in water.
Okay.
And that horny? That would make them horny.
Call your mother right now.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure I wasn't wrong in last week's episode.
Mom doesn't ever answer my call, by the way.
Well, she's a busy woman.
She assumes I'm asking her to babysit. So ever since I've had a kid, I can't get her on the phone.
Okay. She's probably out suing somebody.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the podcast. So Dad already said something bad about you, so you should listen this week.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
He said that it's hard to get you to apologize, and you actually apologized to him for not paying the water bill.
Well, right, because it was warranted. I mean, when there's something wrong, I tell.
All right. Anyway.
That's how little your mother's wrong.
Did you have a friend growing up named Barbara Horney?
Not growing up. I had a friend in law school named Barbara Horney. That was her original husband's name, and she found a new one so she could change her name.
So she's not horny anymore?
Apparently not. She got married.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But she was horny in her first marriage.
She became horny in her first marriage, yes.
So she wasn't horny before her marriage.
I didn't know her then.
Okay. All right. So Dad was right.
Thank you.
He was correct, but I did not grow up with her. No, I didn't know her and she was older than me. So I didn't know her till I was in my 20s.
You didn't know horny till you were in your 20s.
Well, we're not talking about that. That's a different
story. All right. We're goodbye.
Okay. All right. So I was sort of right. She did know a Barbara Horney. I just got the time wrong. Speaking of your mother.
I think if I am ever in a job where they're like, let's say like after Lebatard show like stops like years from now, I'm like trying to keep my name in the industry, you know, applying for jobs all over America, trying to be in some sort of podcast radio thing and like Y100, you know, the Y Morning Zoo, whatever. What's that? Yeah. Elvis Duran wants to hire me as one of their producers, but they're like, you know what? Chris Cody just isn't zany enough for our show. And I'll be like, I'm Chris Horney.
Right. Okay. I sort of like that.
Mm-hmm.
You lose the alliteration. You could be Hank Horney.
All right. Henry Horney?
Is that, you know, Hank as in Yank. You know what I mean?
Henry Horney? Then that could just be Henry Horney.
Henry Horney's not bad. I like Hank Horney. Hank in it.
Hank Horney. Nice to meet you.
I'm going to admit something right now. We're two grown-ass men finding way too much amusement in the surname Horney.
You're the one who had me call mom. I mean, like...
I apologize. Okay, I want to talk something water-related, and I may have to explain why it's water-related, okay? Your mother and I, next month, and I just found out about this yesterday, so I'm genuinely excited. We're going to L.A. next month for that huge Jimmy Buffett tribute concert at the famous Hollywood Bowl, headlined by Paul McCartney and Eagles. Not the Eagles. Eagles.
I heard that the Hee Haw 3 might perform there.
Well, we're trying to be the opening act, but we would have to bump the Coral Reefer Band, so I don't think they're going to let us do it.
Is that a popular band?
Oh, that's Jimmy Buffett's lifelong backup band.
Why would they open for him?
They're not opening for him.
No, I'm saying, like, why would they open for this concert?
I don't know who the opening act is, honestly.
You said you were trying to be it. That's why I was like, okay.
I was making a joke about the Hee Haw 3. Okay, but listen to this lineup. Paul McCartney, Eagles, John Bon Jovi, Kenny Chesney, Brandi Carlile, Eric Church, Sheryl Crow, Jackson Brown, Pitbull, Miami's own, Zach Brown, and Jimmy's own Coral Reefer Band.
Pitbull?
And others.
Which song is Pitbull going to sing?
I don't know. Come Monday, it'll be all right.
It's been a lovely cruise. Dolly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't get me started on that. I'll start singing that right now. But Jimmy Buffett meant so much to me and your mother, and we decided to spring for the big bucks, and go see that
how,
show. So
how much did mom spend on the tickets is the question.
It's a bigger amount than I would have hoped.
Lovely cruise. I bet it was more than that.
Yeah.
I bet it's more than when you said. I want to know, what do you think? What did she tell you?
Oh, whatever she told me, I add about 40, 50%.
Right.
Like, that's the way she operates.
Like, there's no way they were only 2,500 dead.
Right. Yeah. See, that's why I'm cheap. Like, if she's buying a wedding gift for somebody and she tells me it costs $200, I know that it costs at least $300. Right. I always add like 50%. But no, it's a lot of money, but we're happy to do it. And Jimmy Buffett meant a lot to us. He really did. We saw him live in concert at least 10, 12, 15 times over the years. And when we heard about his passing last fall, it really hit us hard. It did. It's the way I'm going to feel when Elton John dies. It's like a loss on the family. That's the way it's going to feel. So
for mom more, because isn't mom more into him or no?
I would say your mother was even a bigger Buffett fan than I was. Yeah, I would say so.
You guys going to light up a joint during the concert?
Just for old time's sake? Just for that 70s, mm-hmm. mid, late 70s vibe? You never know.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And the reason that's water, by the way, is that Jimmy Buffett is associated with the ocean.
Yeah.
And water.
Judges?
And,
yep, that's approved. You're good.
Oh, good. Okay, good. I'm glad. I was nervous about that. And my dad jokes in Three Facts Jack also have a water theme, believe it or not. Okay, the dad jokes don't, but one of the three facts does.
All right, then we can only hear that one.
No.
The pod's almost over.
Can I do it, please? I wrote them.
But they're not water-themed.
Well, one of them is. And
that's all I get to hear, Dad. You can't do anything that's not water.
I could say, okay, I'm drinking a cup of water as I'm doing them. There, now they're water-related.
Whatever.
Thank you. Dad jokes. Number three. What is a house's favorite band? The Doors.
Shit.
Number two. What is a reptile's favorite movie?
The Lizard of Oz.
Correct.
Really?
Ding, 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 ding. Very nice. All right. Number one. What do you call George Washington's false teeth? Presidentures.
Damn.
That's pretty good.
Should have thought about that one longer.
Okay. Now, this is special. Okay. This is not Three Facts. You can play the cue music anyway, but this is not Three Facts, Jack. In honor of yesterday's holiday, this is Three Facts Patrick.
Wouldn't it be Three Facts Pat?
No, because they're all Patricks. They're not Pats.
Yeah, but like Jack, Pat, it like...
You can say Three Facts Pat if you want.
There are three things that interest him, so sit right back for Three Facts Patrick.
Okay. And number one is water related. Number three. Patrick Mahomes often sticking out his tongue as he throws for the Kansas City Chiefs is hereditary. His father, Pat Sr., did the same thing as a journeyman pitcher for six teams in 11 MLB seasons from 1992 to 2003. Number two, Patrick Henry, the U.S. founding father who coined the phrase, "Give me liberty or give me death," played the flute and the violin. Number one, St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland celebrated each year, was born with the given first name, Maywin. So happy St. Maywin's Day, everybody!
How does that have to do with water?
Okay. What do you associate with St. Patrick's Day?
Beer.
Green beer. Guess what the percentage of the average beer is in water?
Hi.
This is shocking. 90% to 96% of the average beer is water.
Man, that's an unhealthy 4%.
It really is. So when people get on me, you should drink more water, I tell them, you don't know the half of it. I drink more water than you do. It just doesn't look like water at the time.
It's not water if you're drinking it, if you're drinking beer.
You know, I like to fool myself.
It dehydrates you.
It prohydrates me. I have to brag about the meal, and we're taping this just before St. Patrick's Day, so I have to brag about the meal.
Not water related.
It is water related because, again, St. Patrick's Day meal, and here's why it's water related. Normally, I cook my St. Patrick's Day meal in a slow cooker, where the meat, the corned beef, prefer the flat cut, is literally submerged in water and cooked slow. Okay, so that's water. And the potatoes and the carrots, everything goes in the slow cooker and cooks in water. Doing something totally different this year. Mainly, the corned beef will be baked. I will slow cook
it. So not in water.
Right. I will slow cook it at 275 for 5 or 6 hours. I will finish it under a broiler to give it a beautiful crust. And I anticipate it will slice, but it will still be fork tender, but it will also slice. It's just, I'm really looking forward to that. So I'm going to report next week how I did. What are you guys doing for St. Patrick's Day? Because normally you might come over here, but you're not. Or didn't, because we're coming out Monday. Oh, yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with water.
I mean, I just don't know. You're asking me what I'm doing for St. Patrick's Day for an episode that's coming out after St. Patrick's Day. I know. Day.
Plus, it doesn't have anything to do with water.
So. I have no plans for St. Patrick's Day, so that makes it easy.
Okay, that makes it easy. All right. Yeah, this theme thing of yours, I thought the water thing worked pretty well, but at the same time, you have to be a little flexible. Like, if every dad joke doesn't have anything to do with water, you gotta...
No, that's the whole idea. It's the whole idea.
Okay, I'll get better.
Is we're just kind of doing improv the whole episode. Like, I don't want anything planned. Like, I don't want you to, like... I don't want you to, like, know it ahead of time and be like, oh, well, I'm gonna make a Three Facts Jack around spaghetti if it's a spaghetti-themed episode, so...
Ah, okay. All right. Well, you and the show's other producer, whose voice was not heard today, Yeti, we miss you, is thought that I should do a Three Facts Patrick. So you two get together, figure out what you want.
No, I just said I don't want you doing, like, I don't want you to pre-know whatever the theme is. I don't want you doing, like, I have water facts today. Like.
Okay. All right, I get it. Okay, thank you, Pod Family, as always. Christopher, work on that kind of swing, that kind of thing call, because I think it could be a real winner. And meantime, thank you all for listening, as always. We'll see you back here next week. Thank you very much. That kind of thing. Bye-bye. Are you saying something? Your mic is not on. I see your lips moving and your mic is not on. Christopher, what are you doing? He's gaslighting me. Listen. Christopher, I cannot hear you. God, I wish you all could see this. He's screaming into his mic. There, now I can hear you. Now I can't hear you. Oh, this is so
talking
annoying.
About. I can't.
Christopher, I am becoming so annoyed right now. I'm going to have a massive heart attack as we're speaking because you're making me so annoyed.
Why would you get annoyed?
Because you've been talking for the last minute and your lips are moving.
Have I been talking or have I been?
Yes, you've been doing that.
Or stopping, right?
It's so annoying. God, I hate you at moments like this. Okay, blah, blah, blah. You've probably been cursing. Thank God I don't lip read. I'll tell you what.
You know, that was all a bit, and I could... You could
it was an annoying bit. It was just the worst. Just awful. Oh, my God. All right, I'm out of... You're fired. I have a new executive producer next week. My dog, Jumpin' Charlie, is going to be producing the entire show.
That kind of swing. I'm talking about that kind of swing.
That kind of swing. That kind of thing. Or should you do it quicker? That kind of swing, that kind of thing. Jeremy Rayner, you know, whatever his name is.
Jeremy Rayner.
Do they have any home run hitters left? I don't even know. They got rid of their best one.
Jeremy Rayner.
That kind of swing, that kind of thing. Jazz Chisholm.
Jeremy Rayner is an actor you wouldn't know.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
I feel like
the episode's over.
Real quick. The Englishman, or he might be Irishman, who trains my racehorse calmly.
Oh, Christ.
I believe his name Jerome Rainier.
That's what you kept us back for.
Yeah, and that fits the episode because horses drink water. Good night, everybody.
That kind of swing.
That kind of swing.